A lot of the bills that pass the legislature and get signed into law by the governor don't get down to the fine details. It's left to state agencies to use their expertise to fill in the gaps, whether that be some kind of building standard or size limit. Those are administrative rules. The rules agencies develop are reviewed by the legislature, which can block them or change them. Governor-elect Scott Walker says he also wants to require those rules to be approved by him to make sure they're considering the big picture.
With all due respect, and this is not beating up on people in the bureaucracy, but one state agency might have a narrow focus and not see the implications it has not only on other parts of state government, but it has on the citizens of the state of Wisconsin.
Walker also wants a new law that would let people who sue over rules bring those lawsuits in the county where they live. Right now, they all get challenged in Dane County, where the rules get written. Wisconsin Wildlife Federation Director George Meyer follows the rulemaking process for natural resources issues. He says it should have strong oversight. However,
I'm just questioning whether the governor needs to sign off on things his own secretaries are proposing. I would think that they would not propose it without general blessing of his office already.
Because this plan is only an idea at this point, it's hard to say whether Walker's power of review would apply retroactively to rules that are already on the books. But Walker told reporters there have been rules advanced recently that he thinks are onerous, including one involving restrictions on phosphorus. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.